With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Three people are charged following an investigation into fraudulently obtained prescription drugs. Radio K-Man's Felicia Rankin-Sullins has more.
This past Friday, May 3rd, three persons were formally charged with multiple offenses related to conspiracy to supply illegally obtained pharmaceutical drugs following an investigation which began in February 2023. The persons involved are accused of using fraudulent prescriptions to obtain opioids, Percocet, oxycodone from several pharmacies. One woman, age 40, of West Bay, has been charged with conspiracy to supply a controlled drug, possession of criminal property, forgery, uttering a forged document, and two counts of obtaining property by deception. The other two persons, a woman and a man, ages 31 and 27 of Bodentown, have been charged with conspiracy to supply a controlled drug, uttering a forged document, and obtaining property by deception. They appeared in court yesterday, May 7th, and were granted bail pending a further appearance on May 28th. I'm Felicia Rankin-Sullins.
In a swift decision today, the jury returns a verdict against mechanic Royal Anthony Russell on charges of obtaining property by deception. Here's Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin.
After a half-hour deliberation, the jury, consisting of five women and two men, found Mr. Russell guilty on all three counts of obtaining property by deception. Justice Cheryl Richards had earlier provided a detailed summary and instructions for reaching a verdict, stressing that the prosecution bears the burden of proof. The case centered on allegations that Mr. Russell did not complete contracted repairs on two vehicles, with the prosecution claiming he owed the company nearly $4,000. Mr. Russell defended himself by stating the vehicles required more work than initially revealed, including damage from rat-infested wires. Despite his full-time job, he attempted part-time repairs and even offered to refund the clients to resolve the escalating dispute. The jury's guilty verdict was delivered at approximately 3:15 p.m. Mr. Russell remains on bail with a local surety and is set to return to court for sentencing, which is expected on July 11th. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Dion Anglin.
A 72-year-old woman visiting from the U.S. has died in a water-related incident, making it the sixth of the year. Police and emergency services were called to the scene at Cemetery Beach in West Bay on May 5th, where they found the woman unresponsive. Police say she had reportedly experienced difficulty while snorkeling with a family member. She was pulled ashore and given CPR, then taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital by ambulance, where she was pronounced dead by the attending doctor. The circumstances are still under investigation, but police say they do not believe there to be anything suspicious at this time. The midnight robbery of a local restaurant is under investigation. Police say they got the call right before midnight on Sunday from a restaurant in the vicinity of Shedden Road and Dr. Roy's Drive in Georgetown. According to the report, a masked man entered the restaurant armed with what appeared to be a firearm and took personal belongings from two people who were there. He then left on foot, heading in the direction of Dr. Roy's Drive. Detectives are appealing for any witnesses to come forward and provide information about the incident. If you know anything or have any info, please call the Georgetown Police Station. The number is 949-4222. You can also make an anonymous tip directly to police. They have a confidential tip line at 949-7777. You can also do that online at rcips.ky. Tips may also be submitted anonymously through the Cayman Crime Stoppers website or by downloading the Cayman Crime Stoppers app. If you have permanent residence in the Cayman Islands but have not paid your annual fees, the government's Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman, WORK, is issuing a reminder tonight that your PR fees are due to be paid on or before the anniversary date each year. Work Today said if you don't pay those fees within 90 days of the deadline, the matter will be referred to the Caymanian Status and Permanent Residency Board for revocation of your right to reside in the islands. If you have questions, you can visit work.ky for details on payment methods, or you can also contact their customer care team at 945-9672 for additional assistance. Parents, need a little extra help? Well, the Family Resource Center has a new program launching this Friday that might interest you.
Our next program that we're offering is actually an 8-week workshop. It's a virtual lunch and learn because we do realize, okay, it's different for parents coming after work. We have this Zoom session available from 12 to 1 p.m. and it starts May the 10th. So this is where parents learn the three main parenting styles. They learn to manage behaviors using positive parenting strategies, self-regulation, empathy and relationship building techniques.
FRC's Alicia Tugman tells Radio Cayman the Positive Discipline Program provides a foundation for parents as they develop skills to raise their child in a safe and healthy environment.
And also stresses self-care. Self-care is an aspect of parenting that people overlook because they're like, oh, I don't have any time for self-care. But as we've always heard, right, if your cup is empty, you can't pour in to another cup, right?
Yeah.
Parents need to have their cup filled, and they need to have time to also be a human, to enjoy life, to do things that they like to do.
You can get registration information for the Lunch and Learn and all other upcoming courses at frc.gov.ky or call 949-0006. As the country's Age Proud campaign continues, the Council for Older Persons is hosting a public forum next month.
From the older persons policy, the council launched the Age Proud campaign in November of last year. And really that whole campaign is about ending these outdated perceptions and ending the stigma of ageism.
Cassandra Farron, OPC member representing the Department of Children and Family Services, tells Radio Cayman, the forum will be a prime opportunity to highlight the benefits of aging proudly. The event is June 15th, which is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
So we'll have key presenters talking about various topics. One of them is preparing your home for aging. We also are going to be talking on changing lifestyles and behaviors of aging. So this forum is not just for older persons. This forum is for everybody in the Cayman Islands. People who take care of older persons, families with older persons, people who are preparing for aging, maybe nearing retirement. People with special interest in the topic of aging come out to it.
There will also be an opportunity for people to network with various service providers for older persons and specialty booths.
So if you don't know about what resources are available, come out to the forum. If you want to hear some information specifically on those topics, then come out to the forum. But if you have something to offer as well, come out to the forum. We'll have some more information coming up about registration, but save the date, 15th of June, Saturday, 8:30 until 3 o'clock.
For more information, head to gov.ky/Older Persons Council.
It is with pleasure that I welcome you here today for the unveiling of the plaque of the Slave Wall.
The Honorable Isaac Rankin this morning at the Slave Wall on Monument Road in Bodentown, part of this year's return of the observance of Emancipation Day.
It's through events like this we're able to teach our school children and those of us who are adults but don't know. Because as much as I rambled through the bush in Bodentown in my teens, this is the first time I am seeing this wall. I've heard about it, but it's the first time I'm seeing it. And I make no apologies than that, but you learn something new every single day.
Dibna Carton owns the property and thanked government for recognizing the value and the significance of the wall.
The great people who built this wall, they cleared a path and they also made a path for every one of us who has come behind, whether you be a generational Caymanian or a new Caymanian, a visitor to the island, or somebody who's just here for a short while. They made life better. They built this wall with strength, with resilience, with determination, and hope of better days to come. And I think this wall is a reflection of all of that and the people of the Cayman Islands.
That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.